In a rare public appearance in front of a jubilant crowd, Hezbollah's leader Sayed Hassan Nasrallah said that Israel lobbying to prevent a breakthrough in the nuclear talks between Iran and the P5+1 have once again revealed the war-loving nature of Israel. In a speech on the 10th night of Ashura, Nasrallah quoted a statement from the US State Department which recently warned that the lack of an agreement between Iran and the P5+1 would ignite a war.
Today, while the five permanent members of the Security Council plus Germany are negotiating with Iran, Netanyahu gets furious and tries to obstruct an accord and reaches out to his Arab allies. He declares he will do everything in his power to prevent an agreement.
However, he also cited the Syrian issue and how Israeli lobbying for a U.S. military strike on Syria failed to bear fruit.
Who does America work for? It works for America. Israel works for the U.S. It's wrong to assume the opposite. The Israelis do have a certain margin to work within, but America has the final decision.
He also referred to the Arab countries who share with Israel opposition towards an understanding on the Iranian nuclear file.
The message was that nobody should rely on Israel to help it achieve its goals. Aligning with Israel will not achieve anything because the U.S. will work according to its interests, which currently are no war in Syria and a settlement with Iran.
Nasrallah's remarks appear to be backed up by the prevailing atmosphere in the West, with prominent Western media outlets pointing to a divergence between Washington's interests and the wishes of its allies. The wars waged by the Bush administration following the September 11 attacks put the U.S. on the path of decline. And Sayed Hassan emphasized that this has led to a fundamental change in U.S. policy, which will probably be felt most of all by Israel and give more momentum to its foes like Hezbollah. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.